I'm Ariel Lagami, and this is your Monday Morning Roundup Podcast, presented by Gillette.
Yasiel Puig pinch hitting, and he will hit a ground ball toward short. Russell goes to Baez, one, over to first. The Cubs are going to the World Series. The Cubs win the pennant. The National League champion Chicago Cubs will play the Cleveland Indians in the World Series.
The 2016 Fall Classic is set. The Cubs will take a 108-year title drought into Game 1 on Tuesday in Cleveland, while the Indians take aim at their first championship since 1948. Saturday marked the first NL pennant for Chicago since 1945. And Kyle Hendricks was overpowering in Game 6 of the NLCS, holding the Dodgers to just two hits over 7 1/3.
16-game winner Kyle Hendricks on the mound. Struck him out. All that leaning, picked him off. Now he strikes him out down. Hendricks in total command. Still rolling. Base hit by Josh Reddick ends an incredible string by Kyle Hendricks. A masterpiece for the 26-year-old.
Obviously the biggest star of my life. I knew that going up against Kershaw again. We had such a good battle in game two. I didn't have all my good stuff really today. That might have been the best game I pitched all year. This is unbelievable right now. I just looked at it as an opportunity. You know, this is what you set yourself up for. This is why you work all year long, is to be in these spots. Why would you shy away from that? You know, it's just like any other game. You know, stakes are a lot higher, but at the end of the day, if you make good pitches, you're going to get guys out.
Hendricks outdueled the great Clayton Kershaw, who was graceful in defeat after allowing 5 runs in 5 innings.
Yeah, I mean, this day is never fun. You know, the ending of a season. Tough to swallow tonight, obviously. But, you know, I'd much rather be in this situation and fail than not to get to be in this situation at all. So as much as this does hurt and as much as, you know, I would have liked to have won tonight, really thankful to be on a team that has gotten to be in the postseason 4 years in a row, and really thankful for that group of guys in that clubhouse that, you know, can kind of have your back in these types of situations, and really thankful that I get to come back next year and try again.
It was Chris Bryant who got the ball rolling against Kershaw with a first inning RBI single.
Here is Chris Bryant. Fowler with a leadoff double. It's on the way. Chris lines one down the right field line. Base hit. It's going to drive in a run. Bryant will hold with a single. Cubs lead 1-0. Fowler scores.
And when it was all said and done, the second-year major leaguer got to watch 70-plus years of frustration on the north side of Chicago melt away.
To see our fans out in full force, this is the best atmosphere I've been a part of in a baseball game, and, you know, everybody here certainly deserves it.
Meanwhile, it's the Indians who await the NL champions, having last played on Wednesday when they wrapped up the ALCS against the Blue Jays in 5 games.
Santana makes the catch! Ball game! The Indians have won the American League pennant! And Cleveland, for the 6th time ever, you will have a World Series!
And Terry Francona knows his club has plenty of work left to do.
We're so proud to get to a World Series, but our work's not done. You know, we need to win the World Series. So nothing has really changed. We have some big baseball games ahead of us that we're looking forward to.
Francona is no stranger to World Series success, with 2 championships and an 8-0 record in the Fall Classic to his credit. And he knows sometimes help can come from unexpected sources.
I did tell our guys before the first series, I said, somebody is gonna come in and help us win that isn't here right now. I said, it always happens.
There's no better example of that thinking than Ryan Merritt, who made just his second major league start in Game 5 against Toronto and ended up throwing 4 1/3 scoreless frames.
And he gets Encarnacion. That's a second strikeout, both looking, waiting, and there is another strike 3 call. Grounded to short, could be 2, there's 1, double play. Look at that infield and look at Francona as Merritt starts off the field, but Francona wanted a handshake first. What a job by the kid. One start in his big league career, and then his first start in the postseason. They couldn't have asked for any more.
And thanks to his newfound fame, Indians fans flooded Merritt's wedding registry with gifts for him and his fiance as a show of gratitude.
I didn't know if it was real or not. People you don't even know are trying to pay for your registry. They're probably going to buy it before our friends get to it. Hopefully we don't end up like 5 Keurigs or something. Just been trying to enjoy it and just kind of take it in moment by moment. Not let all this change me. It's awesome and great how just get the support from everybody. You know that everybody's got your back, and you know all the fans and everything are just taking me in well, and they appreciate me and appreciate our team and everything. So it's just great to be a part of it.
The Fall Classic begins Tuesday at 8 p.m. from Progressive Field in Cleveland. I'm Ari Alagami, and this has been your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette.